You and Grant for breakfast.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
It is not just local sport that we rock. It is national sport as well. Footy is back this evening. This morning, I have got Barney and Milo in the studio. I've got KG on the line. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. G'day, Barney and Milo. I apologise for my voice. My grandkids have given me a little bit of a cold, but other than that, I'm good, boys. How are you?
Very well. Now, before we get on to Australian sport, let's get on to international sport. The way the Australian basketball team was treated in the Philippines was an utter disgrace. And what I expect from the Philippines Basketball Association is to find that thug who was featured in the Australian punching out one of our players and taking him and banning him for life from all Filipino basketball stadiums. Anything short of that is not acceptable, because that's what we would do with someone on Adelaide Oval or the MCG. And until such time, Ken, as they do that, I don't think another Australian basketball team of any level should go back to the Philippines. I know that sounds harsh,
that was a black
but that's
day
the way
basketball.
It should be.
Absolutely a black day for, but I've never seen anything like that in my life. So how somebody wasn't badly injured or in fact killed is beyond me. You start throwing chairs and kicking and punching, and gee whiz, one of those players had about 10 Philippine players punching and kicking him, and Luke Longley come in to save the day from my point of view. But that was that sport at its very, very worst. And I'm with you, Barney and Waller, but the authorities now have to come down heavy. Life bans on the officials that came off the bench and make an example of them, and make the point that that will never be tolerated again. It was a disgrace, a black day for basketball, no doubt.
KG, good to hear you back on Rush Hour. The young ones fall over and they call on the old reliable, and I bet you did a bit of preparation as well.
Well, I tell you what, I got a last-minute call-up, and Louis was crooking that. Now he's handballed me. My grandkids have handballed a cold to me. But I'll be right, Barlow. I'll be right.
Well, I know one thing that would have cheered you up. Any win over the Big V's good. It might only be in the under-18s, but we absolutely belted them. I'll tell you what, the Crows and the Power, they've got to do everything to get as many of those under-18 All-Australian boys, etc., in the draft when they come up.
I tell you what, guys, how good were those kids? I thought I watched the entire game, and I thought for one moment in the third quarter, the Bigs were going to come back and steal the game. But gee whiz, young Rankin and Lukosius and two or three other players, there's some talent there, and that was football at its best. And that was a terrific win by them, and I'll be keen to see where young Lukosius goes. I reckon he'll go to Carlton. I reckon they'll take him to number one. Young Rankin, he is a speed machine and clever.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, got a bit of arrogance as well, but we won't miss out on the local boy, Darcy Fogarty Mark II. He's only 17, so he's got another year in the 18s.
Yep.
Will Gould, 190 and 93 already, and he's got a bit of action about him.
And I love it. I love all that. Yeah, no, it'll be great, the draft this year. I can't wait to see where the kids go, and it's exciting for footy to see so many young players with talent and ability coming through, guys. Fantastic stuff.
And I'll tell you what, I don't know where that Crows team has been for the last month. They played that last quarter against the West Coast. They were fabulous. And I don't know whether they can beat the Richmond on the MCG, but I do want to see Darcy Fogarty take them apart.
Yeah, well, look, Bernie and Milo, I'll be keen tonight to see what that win has done for the players as a group, because they were ordinary for three quarters last week. But that last quarter was terrific. And speaking to Sloaney this week and Tex, there was a different mindset about the Crows. The last month has been terrible. There's been negative publicity. But I'll be keen to see what that win last week has done for the mindset of the players. They win tonight, and I'll tell you what, if they win tonight, they'll bridge along next week at home. They'll make the headache, and they'll frighten the hell out of a few sides who are now poised in that top eight. But listen, tonight will be, the reaction from the players will be interesting tonight there as a group.
Well, tonight I'm going home with a whole chocolate cake. I'm going to eat it a quarter every quarter and go to the Crows.
Well,
we'll talk to you next week.
I'll be going to bed with a hot water bottle and a drink and chilling on the Crows. Boys, I'm glad I'm on it for sure. Catch you, boys.
See you, Cage. All the best.
See you, boys.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.